far as we know, the SVS burn card ought to be in with the rest of the cards in R2.
Gordy, we finally found that thing. It was way back in the back, sorry.
Okay. Roger.
Okay, Houston, we'll get to the attitude in about another 4 minutes or so. We'll be in the P-30 and go right into P-40. We're doing a wastewater dump, urine dump, and man, the sky is just full of little bitty particles.
Roger, Ron.
Yeah, I doubt if you can get the star selection detected. We'll try it. Okay, 35, 29, 59, 09 for the time. 981. Okay, 981 is our loaded good. Just burn time's good. Thank you. Okay, you got the DDT started.
Jack, you can bring up the high gain anytime now.
10 minutes, Jack, so we're in good shape. Okay, you got the depth.
And Jack, also we're showing 10% on wastewater now.
786, limb weight. Okay, packed off and yacked off. That's what I'm doing now. 2-1. 1-3, okay. Stop control breakers. All in good shape. Manual lights are rate command. Dead band man, rate to low. Yeah. Okay, TVC is in rate command. LEM CSM is in LEM CSM. Come on, drives and autos. Okay.
Jack, this is Houston. We're ready for the high gain. Yes, should be read.
I think there's no trim on this for now.
Apollo 17 Houston, how do you copy?
Okay, so XX is over.
Apollo 17, Houston, how do you read?
Okay, Gordo, we got you.
Okay, we weren't getting through there for a minute or two. We're ready for the high gain now. Ah, 17, your go for mid-course 2.
Okay, sounds good. And, Jack, you ready for Gimbal Motors? I mean, the bus ties? Ready for the bus ties. Tape recorder, high bit rate, record forward and command reset. Check your helium valves. And check your nitrogen. Okay, server power 1. And 2 we got. Okay, got turbo power. AC 1 and AC 2. AC, director off. VMAX 1/2. Okay. No hard overs. Okay, we'll go to SCS. Okay, pitch 1, Jack. Mark it. Yaw 1. Mark it. Okay, got a minus. Plus 1.1, okay. The minus 0.13, that's almost zero. Okay. Woo! Man, bounces around. A little difference. Okay, we'll give it to the computer. Clockwise. Go back to Vic. Okay, pitch 2, mark it. Got it? Yaw 2, mark it. Got it? Okay, we got the trim, about a plus 1, 2, and a minus 0.1. Vic to Vic, Vic to Vic. Okay, give it to the computer. Returns to 0. So Vic to Vic. Okay. CDC. Direct your main A, main B. KGO VMAX. Okay, 5018, proceed. Good trip. Okay, uncage VMAX. Okay, let's try a gimbal test. Plus 2. Minus 2. 0. Plus 2. Minus 2. 0. Okay, she went to trim. 2:38 to go. Okay, we'll reach. Scale is 5-1. Okay, rate to high. Okay, EMS normal 1 minute. Yeah, we use bank aid. Two-second burn, we use bank aid only. Okay, so 3 seconds, Jack. Okay, circle to Benman, right to hide. Directs CMC auto, 1K, straight command, couple motors, LEM, CSM, and auto.
Okay, Houston, 130, and we're going on board for the burn.
Roger.
Okay. Knowledge.
Houston, I'm sure you've seen it. We're reading below the green band oxidizer pressure, about 163.
Roger.
Okay, let's wait 30 seconds in here. Control power is on. Bring down the W thrust A switch. Get ahead and EMS at 30 seconds. Knowledge, knowledge.
For an average G.
Okay, average G is covered. EMS to normal, W thrust A is on. Okay, no manual start. You'll get to 99, okay?
Shutdown.
Roger.
Okay, let's see what kind of trim we got. trim it 2/10. Yep. Okay, plus 7 on the EMS.
Roger.
I mean on the R1. Okay, we'll trim her out to 2. Plus 3/10. One more. Okay, there we go.
Okay, Houston, you're looking at 985, and the EMS is minus 3.3.
Roger, Gene.
Okay, Gimbal motor check. 2, mark it. 2, mark it. 1, mark it. 1, mark it. Okay, servo power's off. Fast control power and directs are off. Dolly circuit breakers are open. Hey, we just caught up with all the particles. They're all going with us now. Okay, directs are off. One, you are one, are open. Okay, you got the double B counter? Okay, B mags are caged. Bus ties, Jack? Bus ties are off, bit rate to low while you're up there. That shouldn't change, I don't think so. Okay.
Houston, America.
Go ahead.
Okay, the burn was on time. Looked like it was about 2 seconds. Relevy GX was 0.7. Roll was 132. Pitch was 193. And yaw was 342. Residuals after trim were plus 0.1, 0 and minus 0.1. And WC is minus 3.3. Ox is 007. Fuel is 009 and decrease 50.
Roger.
Map camera's off. Map camera's off, huh? Yeah, it's Mac power. We're coming off shortly. Uh-huh. know, Houston, we must have caught up with every one of those particles. Because we're right in the middle of them. They're going kind of in a random fashion. Most of them are drifting right along with us. Some of them are going against us and away from us. But before we did the burn, you know, the propulsion they got out of the vent sent them all away from us. It looked like in more or less the X direction.
How about that?
Jake, we really got a star field out there now.
Say, Gordy, the LEMS CM Delta P is 1. That's 1.0. You want me to go to tunnel vent?
Stand by. Yeah, that's affirmative, Gino. You have a go for a tunnel vent valve vent.
Okay.
17, Houston.
I should go ahead.
Okay, we do want to put battery A back on charge as shown in the flight plan, and also I have a new flyby pad. No hurry on this one, but it's the flyby pad post MCC2.
Okay, Gordo, how quickly should this tunnel vent?
Let me get a reading on that. You know, that should take about an hour. We'll try to remember to occasionally remind you to look at it.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I don't see any indication of it moving here yet at all.
Right.
Houston, 17.
Go ahead.
Never got to give you a 7 alpha reading on after the last charge. It was 0.6, decimal 6, as before.
Okay, Ed Mitchell must be working. We were just about to ask you for that. And for Gino, one reminder, you will have to switch back to LEM CM Delta P in order to read the Delta P. Over.
Yeah, Gordo, I'm aware of that, and I've done it, but in the about 3 or 4 minutes that I've been in, I didn't see any change yet.
Okay, it's a pretty slow process.
Gordy, battery A is being charged.
Roger, Jack.
And I checked that 7 Alpha in the vent position, and it's 0.6 also.
Okay. Thank you.
And how's the CMP zipping or ZPM?
Let me take a check to my left here.
I'll take a deep breath for you.
Okay, Ron, your ZPN looks good.
Okay, I don't have the other one on yet, but I was a little bit curious because I left electrodes in this thing, and you know, the little sponges, I left those inside the electrodes, and they stuck to the back of the electrode and kind of corroded the inside of it there a little bit.
Evidently, it's working okay.
Okay, Houston, is my heart beating?
I'm sure it is, Rob, but I'll check to my left.
Okay.
Well, wait a couple minutes. It takes that long to settle down and give you a reading on it.
Okay, no problem.
Ron, your EKG looks real good.
Okay, thank you much. That's all new, we call it those punches and stuff, you know. And usually I'm not putting any cover tape on it. So if it quits, you know, comes loose or something like that, let me know and I'll push it on again.
Okay, well, do.
Might make a note that Dr. Evans was assisted in that operation by Dr. Schmidt.
Roger, Doctor. Jack, I still got this flyby pad standing by.
Nag, nag, nag.
Talk with a mouth full of bread cubes, it all comes out.
Okay, what kind of pad do you want to give me? Flyby, right?
Right, a regular maneuver pad.
Okay, and I guess the other one I can cross out, right?
That's affirmative. It's obsolete now that you've done the course two.
I'm all set.
Okay, it's flyby SPS/GNN. 66678 plus 121 minus 013. Ignition time is 08114 4349er plus 00433 plus 2118 plus 04532. Attitude is 128146317. HA is NA. HB is plus 00211. Delta VT 05021. Burn time 118049er 76. Sexton star is 25189er 3. 274. Foresight star is NA. Noun 61 is a plus 1560. Minus 17500. 11016. 36242. GET of 05G is 15324-03. GDC stars are Sirius and Rigel. 256-152-069er. All H none. Remarks 1. Burn docked. And number 2 assumes PTC rest mat. And that's it. Over.
Okay, Gordy. Here's your read back. Fly by SPS GNM 66678 plus 121. Minus 013-081-14-4349 plus 00433 plus 02118 plus 04532 128-146-317 AJ is NA plus 00211 05021118 04976251893274 Foresight NA plus 1560 minus 17500 11016 36242 153-2403 Sirius and Rigel 256-152-069. There's no LH. Remark 1, burn docked, and 2, PTC rest mat is assumed.
Okay, that's good read back.
Gordy, I might mention for future reference that we've established a new list of consumables, or at least added to the old one. Now it includes gray tape and tissues.
Okay, you want us to track those?
It might help. We have a heck of a time finding them in here.
Gotcha.
Oh, you meant quantity-wise.
Yeah, we'll set up a special back room.
We could call it the TT room. Tissue and tape, of course.
Right.
This is Apollo Control at 36 hours, 34 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 17, 130,714 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity now 3,985 feet per second, continuing to decelerate as we approach the so-called crossover between the sphere of influence from Earth to Moon. I can't recall ever seeing two pages of a flight plan as blank as these are from 36 hours to 38 hours. Later on today, after the 8 period, the crew will crawl through the hatch into the lunar module for some housekeeping chores, checking out of stowage of equipment in the lunar module. But the most exciting thing going on now was a checkout of a biomedical harness on the command module pilot. Mid-course correction burn went off nominally on time. The velocity just at time of ignition was 4,058 per second. It jumped approximately 10 feet, since it was a 10 foot per second burn. But then within a few moments, a few minutes, it was down below the original velocity as the spacecraft continues to decelerate. Altitude at the time of burn, or distance from Earth, was 128,217. We show a paracenthian of 52.09 miles at closest approach after the burn. And standing by at 3636, this is Apollo Control.
Apollo 17, Houston, it's been about an hour. You might check the LM command module Delta P again.
Hey, thank you. We'll do that. It's 2.2 Gordo, I put it back in bed.
Okay.
Control Houston, America.
Roger, America, go ahead.
Okay, Gordo, we're up to 2.5 on the tunnel and still ready.
Okay, is that music we hear in the background?
Yes, sir.
It's coming down to us in Fleming Stereo.
Reminiscent of yesteryear.
Thank you for the concert. That's very appropriate.
minute, and Lambda Delta T is now 2.6.
Okay, Gene. You know, we'd like you to let it get up to 2.8 before closing out the fence.
Okay, Gordo, I'll make it 2.8.
Roger. America Houston, that was a sight handover, the reason we lost signal for a second there.
Okay.
ahead.
Say, are we going to have a pretty good view of the Earth out of any CSM windows at the LIM checkout altitude?
I'll check on that.
We're sort of blocked right now.
Roger. America Houston, we're predicting that your LEM CM Delta P ought to be about right now, about 2.8.
Okay.
We would like to read.
Checking.
Okay. Sounds good.
Gordy, the reason I asked about that view of the Earth, I was sort of thinking maybe we might go early if it was all right with you and watch the Earth a little bit more.
Okay, we're still trying to get the answer on whether you'll have a window. Stand by, I might have it here. America, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, the LAM inspection attitude that you'll go to results in kind of a marginal view of the Earth out of window one, about 60 degrees away from its war sight line of sight. And we started to work on, and if you want to do it, you can go to a kind of intermediate attitude, which will be the LAM attitude except for roll, which will be off by about 60 degrees. Which will give you a good view of the Earth out of window one. And then when we get ready to do the LAM entry, you can roll that additional 60 degrees to get to the proper attitude, if you wish. It's your choice, over.
Yeah, if that doesn't bother anybody down there, we'd like to do that.
Okay. We'll have something for you here in a few minutes. Okay, if you're ready to copy, I have a Verb 49 maneuver for you to let you look at the Earth.
Go on, I'll just let you load it as we go there.
All right.
Okay, ready to copy.
Okay, roll is 240. Pitch is 089er. And yaw is 0. And the high gain for that attitude, we think it'll probably track to this attitude, is plus 29 and 270.
Okay, plus 29 and 27.
Roger.